Well, the podcast boom is happening right now. There's no sure way of counting the numbers, but it's estimated that right now there are over 200,000 unique podcasts out there available for you and me to listen to. That's pretty overwhelming. So if you're wanting to jump on board and listen to the latest, greatest pod, particularly the latest, greatest Australian pod, where do you begin? Well, Kate Montague can help you with that. She's a radio maker, and she's also the executive director of Audiocraft and the curator of the new Australian audio guide. Kate, welcome to RN Afternoons.
Thanks for having me, Matthew.
All right. So why do you reckon we need a guide?
Well, I think if you kind of like with the 200,000 podcasts that are out there, I think there is a lot of noise that's happening in the podcast landscape. So I think in our kind of world of podcast nerds, a lot of people come to us at Audiocraft and they're asking a lot of the time, where do you find great Australian content? And, you know, a lot of us, if you look through your podcast feeds, there'd be a lot of American content, maybe a little bit from BBC, but less so because the Americans seem to be kind of so prolific. But I think for us, Audiocraft, we're really about advocating for Australian content makers and Australian content. So we recently partnered with the Wheeler Centre, who are in Melbourne, who are similarly enthusiastic about local content makers.
They're making some of their own, aren't they, content?
Yeah. Well, they're making really fantastic content themselves as well. So the Wheeler Centre and Audiocraft just teamed up and produced the Australian Audio Guide. And it's sort of like an online curation of great Australian podcasts.
So what is it that Audiocraft's, what about this appeals to Audiocraft? What does Audiocraft do in this realm?
Well, essentially Audiocraft are like a community for Australian content, radio producers and podcasters, but we run an annual conference for makers, and we've also started listening events in Sydney and Melbourne with the hopes to reach out into regional areas as well. And we basically we want to kind of galvanise the community of makers, I guess, and create a bit of a vibrancy around the culture of podcasting in Australia. So that's what we're doing with Audiocraft. We have a conference coming up in June next year, which is exciting, and we're already preparing for. But yeah, I could think the need that we kind of identified was there's a lot of people working in community radio and public radio, and then increasingly more and more independent producers popping up, but not a lot of opportunities to kind of come together and talk about all the nerdy things that we love. So that's kind of what we wanted to create.
Okay, so the Australian Audio Guide, well, that's not actually for makers. I suppose makers might enjoy it as well. But why did Audiocraft want to get into this idea of providing a guide for listeners and potential listeners?
Yeah, well, I think it did come from a conversations that we were having with the Wheeler Centre around that difficulty around finding Australian content. So we wanted to create a place where people could come and discover locally produced content and like hear our own voices reflected in the stories that are shared there. And also we have like a whole section which is about the makers, and we have some featured articles of interviews with podcasters themselves and talking a little bit about what's inspiring them in their work. And
what's this?
Like that.
This is to engage potential listeners though, right?
Yeah, I think it's for listeners and also for makers. I think it's sort of something for everyone. And we'd like to kind of think that both Australian audiences are interested in this, but also we've had a lot of interest from overseas audiences as well. And I think Australian audio has a great reputation beyond our shores. And this is a great place for people overseas to find what we're making as well.
Okay. Well, how about building up some reputation within our shores? The things that you've selected, the podcasts you've selected to go into the guide, what kind of qualities were you looking for when you drew that up, that list?
Well, it was quite an overwhelming task to begin with because there's really so much out there and such variety of podcasts being made. And we really wanted the selection of podcasts that we featured for the launch to kind of reflect the diversity of that content. But I guess as a point to start, we wanted to kind of look for stuff that was interesting, exciting to listen, that we kind of see breaking new ground, and then also kind of like celebrating a lot of the heroes and the stuff that they're making that are really well established and have been doing great things for a long time.
Well, you speak of heroes. What are the heroes that you discovered as you drew up the guide?
Well, we had to do a lot of listening for this exercise.
So you're the hero, Kate Montague.
No, well, it's not me. It's John Chia is my co-editor. And for this, John and I have been working really hard for months now. And we've been obviously like consulting with a whole lot of our friends and colleagues and trying to source out different content from everywhere. And I think the exciting thing for us was to discover just how much stuff we hadn't heard and how much stuff is really great. And we did make a few kind of discoveries along the way, and we're hoping to make more because the guide is very much a work in progress. So we're adding to it all the time and welcoming new suggestions as well.
Okay. And I'm going to get you to set up. We're going to play a little clip. It's a podcast by Sam Loy. Why don't you take it away, Kate? What are we listening to?
This was definitely one of those discoveries. I hadn't heard this podcast before we did the guide. It was one that I have discovered through the making of it. And I think what Sam Loy is doing with his podcast, which is called Human Ordinary, is really interesting example of what independent podcasters are doing. It's kind of unusual audio document, like unusual stories, audio documentary style, but very much kind of set up in the spirit of independence. I think the first episode, he sort of says, you know, everyone keeps telling me I need to just start making if I want to do a podcast. And so here I am. I'm kind of like going to start this thing and see where it goes. So it's this beautiful kind of like open-ended discovery of storytelling. But what really kind of stood out for me was just the quality of his writing. I mean, he's got a really, really clear, very authentic kind of Australian voice and beautiful writing, which I think I'm not quite sure where the anecdote comes from, but I think even Ira Glass from This American Life had heard one of his unfinished stories and described his writing as spectacular, which is a bit of a compliment.
Well, spectacular in the eyes of Ira Glass or in the ears of Ira Glass. So let's have a listen to it.
Yeah.
Maeve starts whinging before we've even taken off, so Layla puts her on the boob. We'd wanted to feed her during takeoff and landing to help with her ears popping, but a needy toddler will often lay waste to the best laid plans of mums and dads. The plane bumps and sways during takeoff. It's typical, but I still grip the armrest with white knuckles. This time, surely, we'll hit a freakish wind pattern and slam into the ground, just like I saw in a movie once. Or something will go wrong with one of the engines and it'll explode, sucking me out of the cabin. Just like I saw in a movie once. I certainly don't have a phobia of flying, because a phobia is an irrational fear. It's where our fear of something is disproportionate to the threat it actually poses. Being scared of falling out of the sky because you're trapped in the belly of a 300-ton metal bird? That's entirely rational.
Flight of the Family is the episode. Human Ordinary is the podcast. Sam Loy is the podcaster. And Kate Montague, well, she's drawn up a list of podcasts to listen to, and that is one of them. The list is called The Australian Audio Guide. And Kate, what about Human Ordinary? What about it is different in your mind from what we might be used to in traditional radio?
Well, I guess you've kind of got maybe a bit more looser language and storytelling that might not be on traditional broadcast as much. But I think also what I love about this podcast is the kind of play with different audio textures. So he's really experimenting with music and like all of, you know, hear that baby in the background and the kind of layers of audio that I think are really exciting to hear in some of the independent podcasts. And then I think also just that laconic kind of classic Australian accent. I mean, he's got another great episode on Essendon, like his favourite football team, and he does a really great kind of view into like the world of AFL supporters. And he's going out into the world and he's speaking to people and he's kind of bringing all these voices together in this really kind of creative, neat little package. And yeah, I'm kind of keen to keep listening to people like him and seeing where he goes.
So I guess in terms of content and in presentation style, there's some unique Australian qualities there. And you were mentioning before about how Australian podcasts have apparently a great reputation overseas. And you've just returned from a couple of big conferences abroad. So can you tell us about those and what you learnt about Australian podcasting out there?
Yeah, well, there was a few of us Australians who just went over to Chicago for the Third Coast International Audio Festival, and John Chia, who's the co-editor of the Australian Audio Guide, and I were both there. And that the Third Coast Festival is kind of like the mecca for Australian for radio makers from all over the world. So it was 750 people all kind of meeting in a room and just nerding out about their love of audio, which was extremely exciting for us particularly. And then the week after that, we were in Boston, and John and I spoke at PRX's, which is a public radio exchange, have a space called the Podcast Garage in Boston. And that's a really interesting space that's sort of set up for, it has a studio where independent podcasters can come in and record and access gear and produce their work. But they also host live events and talks. So John and I had a night there talking about Australian audio, and we played some of our favourite works. And it was a really lovely crowd of people who were incredibly receptive and interested in the work that we were sharing with them. And yeah, I think, I mean, in terms of what distinguishes the Australian audio to international ears, I guess, was we had people coming up to us like going, oh, you know, it sounds like a movie, or it has like, you know, the conventions almost of cinema, which are that kind of really sound rich, creating scenes, using layers and kind of creating whole worlds, I guess.
Okay, you've just given audio. Me an idea there, Kate. So creating a world using sound. I'm just going to play the listeners to RN Afternoons, a part of one of a program that you have made. This is Murder in a Small Town.
I remember Bev telling me that her dogs used to be straining on the chain, looking up in the scrub all the time.
And he used to stalk her, in that he'd get up on the hill and spy on the house through binoculars.
And we knew nothing about that, of course.
I've come back to my old hometown, The Rock. It's a sleepy little village with a population of about 1,000. It sits at the base of the Rock Hill, a local landmark that stands high above the surrounding farmland. It's strange coming back after all these years. It's familiar, but not. A bit like being a tourist in my own home. It was a great place to grow up, and my childhood memories are mostly happy. But in 1990, when I was 10, my school friend Veronica's mother was murdered on their farm just outside town. It's always haunted me, and that's why I've come back. Dave Zimmer was the local copper at the time.
I was working that day, and I got a phone call from Wagga to say that Ted Glanville had gone home and found blood all over his wife. So I put on the lights and siren and all that stuff and took off. First of all, I got up there and saw that Mrs. Glanville and the children, the table there with the Vegemite sandwiches still at the table. There was a fair bit of blood and everything went a bit haywire. Then every man and his dog came out there.
Well, it's gripping stuff, and that's Murder in a Small Town. You can hear two parts of that. It's a two-part program that aired in earshot on RN. You can search for that online, Murder in a Small Town. Kate Montague is the maker of that. Kate, it's gripping stuff. How do you drag people along when you're constructing a podcast like that?
I guess podcasts and radio features, you can really kind of take someone through a story by creating scenes and a sense of time and place, and you can travel to places that maybe you can kind of take the mind's eye with you as opposed to kind of seeing it. And I think from a producer's perspective, what you can do with sound is quite exciting because not only can you create these kind of worlds and scenes, but you can also have incredible access and intimacy with the people that you're speaking with. So for that particular piece, you know, I was going back to my old hometown, as you heard, and throughout the documentary I spoke about a really kind of difficult topic with some people that I had only like not seen in many years. But to kind of go into someone's house with your microphone and a recorder and sit on the couch and kind of have a yarn about it is a lot easier than bringing in, you know, cameras and all of the kind of palaver that goes with that. So I think you hear that in the quality of the interviews and the kind of stories that you can capture.
It's a certain intimacy, isn't it? Yeah. And tell me about this craze with true crime at the moment. It's hot, right?
It is hot. And there seems to be a lot of true crime coming out. I think when I was making that piece was around the time when Serial came out. And I think after Serial, there's been a real kind of surge in true crime radio. And I think maybe because people think that's what's going to sell. And I think, you know, there's some problems there maybe in some of the content and the motivations of different producers in terms of like, why are we telling these stories and what's the purpose of them? And is it a personal kind of story that wants to be retold as a way of understanding what happened in the past? Or is it kind of linked to a bigger kind of social kind of issue and questions that we're asking about the law? So I think there's lots of issues at play there that are really interesting.
Well, Kate, we'll wrap up in a minute, but tell me, so you're involved with Audiocraft, and that is an organisation that's hosting listening parties, as you mentioned before, and there's a couple events on this week. Can you tell me what
they
are?
We do. We've got, we're working with The Real Thing, who are a podcast from Radio National.
Williams and Timothy Nicastri.
Yes, and they've got this really fantastic podcast series, which we absolutely love and is quintessentially Australian in all the great ways. So we're doing a listening session with those guys in Melbourne at the Victorian Performing Arts Centre. That's is tonight. And then we will be at the 107 Projects in Redfern in Sydney in tomorrow night. So I hope everyone can join us if you're around. That'd be really great. It's going to be quite fun. Those guys are a bit crazy. So there's magic, there's music, there's a whole lot going on. It's all a bit unexpected, but it'll be good, I know.
Well, that's an Australian podcast you can get into right now before you even do look at the Australian Audio Guide.
Yeah, I'd recommend it.
That's the Real Thing. You can find that any number of ways. Just type it into an internet search engine near you. Look for it in the ABC Radio app. Look out for The Real Thing or go along to one of those listening parties. So, Kate Montague, thank you very much. Kate's a radio maker. She's also the executive director and founder of Audiocraft, and she's the curator of the new Australian Audio Guide, which is produced in collaboration with the Wheeler Centre. And if you'd like to check out that guide, you can go to australianaudioguide.com, and we'll post a link to that from the RN Afternoons program page later today. And if you'd like to attend that Audiocraft event we were just talking about in Melbourne, that's tonight, or in Sydney, tomorrow night, you can go to audiocraft.com.au. And you can always count on us. We'll have the link up for that on our program page later today.